And 6:06, it is fair, a rather chilly 49 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 74 this afternoon. Good Monday morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. There is a new legal challenge this morning to the Lindsay Nicole Henry Scholarship Act. Now, that is the law that gives parents of special needs children funding to pay for their education. Those tax dollars are taken away from public school districts. The author is State Representative Jason Nelson, and he says parents know best what their children need.
And unfortunately, there are some educators and other groups that claim to support public education that don't believe that's true. And this lawsuit is a sign of that.
School districts, meanwhile, feel this is the first step towards school vouchers in Oklahoma. A lawsuit by two Tulsa area school districts was tossed out by the state Supreme Court, saying the schools could not sue the state on behalf of taxpayers. The plaintiffs in the new lawsuit are citizens. Republican leaders in Oklahoma who have made major changes in recent years to the state's pension system say they are not finished and plan to push next year to put an end to the traditional pension for new state workers. Switching to a 401k-style retirement account for newly retired state employees has long been a goal of many fiscal conservatives. The governor and legislative leaders in the House and Senate have endorsed such a move, although a battle will undoubtedly ensue with resistance from the rank-and-file state workers. Well, state lawmakers are considering tweaks to the state building code to make structures more windproof. A state study is underway. State Representative Richard Morissette is a Democrat out of the Oklahoma City area.
I'm hoping that we take this information, don't let it sit and lie on a table or in a file cabinet somewhere, which generally is what happens with these interim studies, that we take this in a bipartisan fashion and do something constructive about how we build structures.
He would like to see Oklahoma adopt stricter standards similar to those used in hurricane-prone areas. Well, the Tulsa State Fair is finished, all except for the cleanup. The State Fair wrapped up its 11-day run with more than an estimated 1 million people visiting the fairgrounds. Official numbers are expected to be released later. Despite the weekend rain, southwest Oklahoma is turning into a desert. Altus is now placing restrictions on water usage. Tom Buchanan is with the Lugard-Altus Irrigation Authority.
If you'll come to Altus today, our yards are brown. Well, they're not green like you see in other parts of the state. We just have pulled that back. We're trying to keep our trees alive. We're trying to keep a little bit of landscaping alive, but we let the Bermuda go.
He says car washes are closed one day a week, and that may have to be expanded. An Oklahoma board is moving forward with plans to build a new medical examiner's office after the state Supreme Court said selling school-related bonds to pay for the construction is legal. Justices last week said it was okay to sell $38.5 million in bonds under a finance program designed for colleges and universities. The new medical examiner's office will be built at the University of Central Oklahoma, which is in Edmond. Our weather forecast, sunny, very nice today. We're going to have a high of 74. Tonight, it'll be clear and cool, down to 48 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, plentiful sunshine and a high of 79. On Wednesday, sunny and a high of 80. Right now in Tulsa, National Weather Service radar is showing us no precipitation. At 610, it is fair and 49 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.